It's Thursday, March 29th, 2018, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. My name's Conor Muinichon, and my guest today is Dietmar Steffitz, the organiser of NamesCon Europe, the domain industry conference which will be held in Valencia, Spain from June 7th to the 9th. Black Knight is a sponsor of NamesCon Europe. It was previously known as Domaining Europe, and it was founded by Dietmar Steffitz 10 years ago. Earlier this month, it was announced that Domaining Europe had been acquired by NamesCon. Dietmar will organise this year's event before retiring, and he will continue in an advisory role. NamesCon Europe began life as a networking event for domainers in 2008. And as Dietmar explains it, it still retains that essential character.
Normally it's called a conference, but we call it a networking event completely for domain investors. And the thing is that we have domain investors, registries, registrars, parking companies, and developing companies, so that the domain investor can come together with his clients and his partners and domainers, which are very shy people. Usually they are sitting at home and working before their computer. So at least once a year they come together and they meet each other and start working together and developing together and making business together. And also having a lot of fun when we have our event, because it's not only work, but it's also to knowing people, because when you make business, you don't make business with a company, you make business with a person. And when you know the person and you can call him up if you have a problem or something, or if an opportunity arises, then it's very good to know these people. And therefore, we are very lucky that from the beginning, usually all the people return, and it's always more. Later on, we expanded. It was before in Valencia, and 2 years ago, we expanded it to Europe. We went to The Hague in 2 years ago. Last year, we have been in Berlin, and this year, because it's the 10th anniversary, we want to make it again in Valencia. And then we are looking for other places like Rome or Lisbon or Paris or whatever.
So what can people expect this year at NamesCon Europe in Valencia?
Well, we have a lot of a conference is like a table with four legs usually. And you have to have a very good venue. You have to have good speakers. You have to have good sponsors and good attendees. And Our conference is in the size of about 200 people, and which is still a very, very good size that people can connect, and it's not like a trade show. So people still can talk to each other during the coffee breaks and during the things. So this year we will have a lot of very good speakers. Akram Atala from ICANN, the president of Global Domains Division, will make the opening statement. Then we will have Michael Mann, which is one of the famous domainers in the US, which has about 400,000 or 500,000 domains in his hand. Then as a moderator, we have again Braden Pollock, who comes here from Los Angeles, and he moderated already the last three events. And as we are working also with ECHO, the Association of the Internet Industry based in Germany, we will have some very interesting panel, which are the global internet economy, where we will have, which will be moderated with from Thomas Rickert, Erika Mann will be there, Akram will also participate in it, and we will have, from the new GTLD site, we will have some nice speakers. One of the famous, not so huge new GTLD, but very, very good foundation and funded one is Dot Global, and Rolf Larsen will come. Then we will have registrars, like GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm.
Then also Black Knight will come. Michele will also moderate some panels we have. So it will be a very, very interesting event.
And I know Michele is looking forward to it indeed. It's the 10th year of it, Dietmar, as you explained, and it began initially as a smaller event in Valencia and has now grown to a European-wide conference. What kind of changes have you seen in that time in the domain industry? Obviously, we've had the new generic top-level domains come along. That's one significant change. If you compare now to, let's say, that first gathering in Valencia, what do you think are the most significant changes?
Before, I think it was more not so professional.
Mm.
It was more friend. It was easier. The whole thing was easier. People registered domains. They parked. They made a good living from parking, and they traveled around. And it was happy. It was fun. Everything was okay. Today, the domain industry is gone a lot more professional. There came a lot of big players inside who bought big portfolios and who marketed on a completely different way, like GoDaddy does it with aftermarket. And the parking has gone down a lot, so people have to... The domainer was a very lazy person in the past, so now he has to give up and go into other investment forms like cryptocurrencies and things like this, or he has to develop his domains and make some lead generation programs, some developments, things like this. So it's gone a little bit more professional and more hardworking than it was before. Before it was more fun and more relaxing, all the thing together.
In other words, now he has to work, Dietmar.
Yes, exactly. That's it. Now we have to work. That's it. Exactly. That's it. The last 3-4 years,
yeah,
we were all hoping a lot of the new GTLDs, but it didn't work out like it was.
Hmm.
So it... It still takes a lot of time, and we are looking how can domainer work together, how can they cooperate, and that is very important today, and especially in Europe, because we have so many GTLDs, and all the complete infrastructure from country to country is completely different. In the US they have it very easy, they have .com and that's it. And here we have to think a lot of the GCTLDs and how to develop it, how to make it, how to cooperate. And this is some very important thing that we have a lot of cooperations now between South American domainers and European domainers, for example, in the Spanish language thing. So US has all easier in this case, because they have one language and they have actually one domain what they have to care about. But here we are in Europe, therefore domain in Europe is very, very specialized also on the GCTLDs, and we have language problems, we have things and all this come together. So this year, because I forgot to tell, the conference will be, usually it is only in English, but this year it will be also English and a simultaneous translation in Spanish. This is offered by Law.es, Paul Keating, which is one of the old known lawyers in the domain industry, is sponsoring the translation to Spanish also.
You mentioned there, Dietmar, that the low-hanging fruit, the easy opportunities are by and large gone. But I imagine domainers are creative people, and they're always looking for new opportunities and new ways to exploit domains. What do you think some of those are?
Yes, I think what we have to do, and there are many people, small ones, individual people or big companies. Again, I have to mention GoDaddy. We have to work on a validation of the domain, that we know exactly the prices, what are the prices, what are the things, because the days are gone that you can just raise your finger and how the wind blows, you make a price. It has to be more professional, and we have to price the domain. The aftermarket has to be developed with a domain valuation, and there are many things are happening. We will have a nice panel on this in the conference, and there are some very good algorithms with machine learning involved, which make some very, very good valuations. We have one speaker. He's a Spanish guy who buys and sells without human interference. He has made a complete program which analyzes the domains, what he buys, and analyzes the domains, what he sells. And he makes a very, very good business on this. So he will explain us this. And these are the things what are coming. And what is very, very important also in the future, development. Development, development, development. Mm-hmm. And especially there also for the new GTLDs, they by itself have only a very good value when they get developed.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast. That was Dietmar Steffitz, the founder and organizer of Domaining Europe, now known as NamesCon Europe. It'll be held this year in Valencia, Spain, from the 7th to the 9th of June. Black Knight is a sponsor of the event. Our CEO, Michele Nealon, will be among the speakers at NamesCon Europe, and you'll hear more about it here on blacknight.blog in the weeks ahead. Blacknight.blog is the site of our blog and podcast. You can go there for notes on today's show and the links to subscribe so you get all our podcasts automatically and for free. You can also read up what we have to say about technology and business in Ireland and the rest of the world and hear about our products, services and special offers. We've got just a few days left in our quarter one domain sales. You can visit domainoffers.me to find out more about them. And we're continuing our special offer on .ie domain names, only $4.99 ex VAT for the first year. From all of us at Black Knight, we wish you a happy Easter. Gdien chedur ele marsin, slán agus binacht.